There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-99-37569. We have Raul on the phone, who is in Boston. Hopefully you're getting some nice warm weather, Raul, so the snow is melting.
Oh, my God, yeah, it's 60 degrees and everyone's in their shorts.
Exactly. Don't plant tulips. We'll still get another hard freeze, I guarantee you. All right. So Raul has wants to be an actuarial, and he's taken four of the nine exams. How did you do on the first four? Did you do well, so-so, or did they just tell you pass-fail?
The maximum number of attempts I've taken is two. For a couple of exams, I passed on the first attempt, and a couple of exams I have passed on the second attempt.
Okay.
But this is, absolutely bewildering me, and I'm, doubting my own. But then again, my question more is, how do I build up my willpower? I can't believe myself. If I sit down to study for 3 hours, I might get, maybe an hour and a half of work done, and then I'm going to look at the score, I'm going to call an old friend, I'm going to look at the TV. I just don't know why I'm doing it.
All right. Well, let's back off that for just a moment. Is this something that you is being an actuarial something you really want, or is there something else?
I love my job, and I'm usually companies, ours, would fire someone if they don't pass an exam within a year or two, and it's already been 2 years, and I mean, they love me. I mean, they give me raises, awards,
okay,
or not.
Okay.
But they really want me to pass the exam, on the other hand. And
well, then, Raul, if they really want you to pass the exam, why don't maybe they be willing to pay for the prep course for it?
They actually did. I took the prep course in my first year. It didn't work.
Take it again.
They have a program that they do it.
Take it again. Take the prep course. All right, here's what you're going to do. How far in advance, when's the next exam?
My next exam is not until June, the first week of June.
Okay. What's the minimum amount of time you think you need to spend studying to pass the June exam? Let's assume it's June 1st, just because. So do you need to study all of May? Do you need to study for two weeks in May?
Yeah, all of May should be good, because the last couple of attempts, I have been really close to passing. The passing grade is 6 out of a 10, and I've received a 5 in the last year.
Okay, so you're very close. All right, so I think studying 2 months in advance is part of what's defeating you. And I think studying 3 hours a day to begin with is also defeating you, because I can't imagine anything that is going to require that kind of time. And I've studied for med boards as well and MCAT, so I know that you need to do serious studying. But I think what you're doing is starting too soon with too much intensity. So because what you're doing is you're trying to fool yourself into thinking that that's how much prep time you need to have, and realistically it's not. So studying 2 months in advance doesn't make any sense. However, what I would suggest you do is start studying half hour a day now. Because, as you know, cramming doesn't really work very well. And cramming, especially if you're trying to offset anxiety, isn't going to work at all. So instead of trying to study 3 hours a day for 2 months, which clearly doesn't work, because there's a part of you that knows it's not necessary. And so what you're doing is you're undermining yourself from the get-go. What I would start doing is just deciding that before you go to bed every night, that you study, that you get out your book and you study the part that you think, I mean, you presumably you know which 5 questions you passed and which 5 questions you didn't, right?
Yeah. Well, there are 35 questions. They grade on a scale of 1 to 10. I mean, if you get all right, they'll give you 10 on 10. Maybe you get 32 right, you get 9 on 10.
Okay, but do you know where your strengths lie and where your weaknesses lie?
To some extent, yes. Yes.
Well, to some extent, isn't helpful. You really need to know. You need to know, this is the stuff I really know. This is the stuff that I kind of know, and this is the stuff that flummoxes me. And that's the place to start of what you really know. Because what I would do is I would have you start tonight of a half hour, and a half hour of going over the stuff you really know well for 15 minutes. And then 15 minutes of the stuff you don't know at all right? And we'll get even, because for a half hour, and I would just make it a rule that you can't go to sleep at night till you've done that half hour. And you only have to do a half hour, which may mean a half hour that you don't watch the news. It may be a half hour where you don't do a video game. It's only a half hour. And make it a rule that you don't go to bed at night before you've done that half hour. So you're really disciplining yourself. But it's only a half hour. It's only 30 minutes. And you do the half hour every night. All right? Except you get the weekends off. We'll make it like Lent. All right?
Okay.
I think for Lent you only get Sundays off. I'll give you Saturday and Sunday. So this will be Joy's version of Lent. So you take Saturdays and Sundays off, but starting tonight, you do a half hour and 15 minutes of stuff you really know well. So you make sure that that's nailed, and 15 minutes of stuff you don't know.
Okay.
And you do that for, this is the middle, basically, of March. So you do that until April 15th. All right, so you do it for a month. So that's basically, it's 5 days a week for basically, so it's about 20 nights. So you're talking about 10 hours, which shouldn't change your lifestyle at all. And it's very doable, all right? Then starting on labor, on income tax day, which certainly should be a big day for an actuarial, then you start doing maybe 45 minutes. So, and you do that from April 15th to May 1st. All right, so you're increasing it. And then decide that maybe the first 2 weeks you do an hour and a half, and the last 2 weeks that you're doing 2 hours or 3 hours a day. But by then, you should have a really solid base of converting, of being really clear about the stuff you know, because you've been doing it every night. And you're just going over and over.
I think starting 7 days before the exam, I start studying like 10 hours a day.
But you're not going to retain it. And especially when you've got the anxiety component. So just make this part of your lifestyle, because presumably it's information that you more or less need to know anyway. If the company loves you as much as it sounds like they do, I'd take the course again. But I wouldn't I'd take the course maybe starting in another month or so. But do the due diligence. 30 minutes is not going to change your life. It's not going to change your consumption of movies or internet. You can do all the rest of the time-wasting things you want to do. But half hour a night, every night.
Okay.
All right, and do the stuff, half of it stuff you know, which should feel really good, and half of it stuff you don't know. So you're changing the ratio of stuff that you really know well, because you've done it so often, to the stuff that you don't know. And then for the last month, or then you do maybe 2 hours a night.
That's a great idea.
All right, and see where you get. Call me if you need me. But I would.
Now I'm gonna name my firstborn Joy. So
I hope it's a girl. All right, here's the deal. Okay. You can call it Joe if not. Here's the deal. I would also go to the company and say, I know you paid for the first one. I'll go halvesies with you on paying for it again, and they'll pay for the whole thing for you. And I would take that as well, because that will reinforce it. One of the stuff I remember best from medical school is the stuff, and from undergraduate, was the stuff that I studied in a group, because we would tutor each other. And there's nothing like having to explain to somebody else to understand what you know and what you don't know. So a half hour a night, and then either a study group, or I'd take the course, because it'll just cement what you know. And the idea is you just do it over and over and over again. So it becomes that rote is a great way of offsetting anxiety, because rote is boredom. It's stuff you know you can do in your sleep, and you will start doing it in your sleep, which is fine, as opposed to the anxiety, because all that anxiety is going to go away when you say, look, I know all this stuff. Okay?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, that's a good idea, to pace myself rather than cram.
Yeah, well, cramming doesn't work. It certainly doesn't work with when you've got as much anxiety as going on as you do, and it's not an efficient way of learning. So half hour a night for the next month, but you got to do it. And don't let you've just got to be disciplined about it. You don't have to do it Saturday and Sunday, but a half hour is manageable. All right.
All right. All right. I'll take your
go get him, Tiger. I look forward to your first daughter.
All right. Thank you.
All right. 855-99 Dr. Joy, Tony and John. I'll get to you both. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Talking about what really matters.
Your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed. Tony, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Tony.
I'll give you the Cole's Notes version first. 10 years ago, my common-law spouse left her husband. He was a retired cop, mean, abusive, drunk. 2 years later, we met. 2 years later, we moved in together. And we lived together for 6 years. She was always covered under his benefits because they were good benefits and she didn't have very good ones. her health in the last 4 years. She's been having medical problems, laying out more money, have to see him more often to get the money reimbursed because his benefits, a check will go to him. In the late fall, he said he was moving 2 hours away to where he did part-time work instead of coming home all the time. And in November, she made up her mind to go with him. But she played this game where, you know, everything was okay at home until I walked home, come home February 9th from work to a note saying she moved on. She went back with him.
You had no inkling whatsoever that
none
there were...
Whatsoever. She lives in a lot of pain. She takes a high dose of morphine that would kill one person. Low self-esteem because she can't work, can't do the things we used to enjoy, feels like she's nothing but a burden, all the, you know, all that type of stuff, the depression, never dealt with it, wouldn't deal with it. And, you know, I come home February 9th to a note. And, you know, she went back to this guy. Now he's got her isolated in a town she doesn't know anybody, and he drives a big vehicle, and she's only 5'2 and can't even drive it. So now she's got no freedom, no, you know, and I'm afraid, I'm worried about her, but I'm also worried about myself because everybody says you got to let go, you got to move on, but how, you know?
Well, I mean, it's been a month, so I'm not sure moving on is necessarily the agenda. What specifically is the question to me, Tony?
How do I move on? How do I?
Okay.
How do I?
Well, first of all, all right. I think that the better question is how do I think about this rather than moving on. Moving on takes some time, and my guess is there's a part of you that thinks she's going to wake up at some point and come back.
That's what I'm hoping.
I know. All right, but let me. You know, believe it or not, I don't get the specific details of this a lot, but I get a similar situation of, and it's almost invariably, to be quite honest, a man who calls up and says, everything was fine, I came home and she was gone. And my response has evolved over the years to say, darling, either you weren't paying attention, or she's Meryl Streep, or she's a psychopath, she's a sociopath. Mm-hmm. Because that isn't what relationships are. If you're spending essentially 24/7, or let's say 18/7, with somebody, that quite often one person has a vested interest in not paying attention to what's really going on. Now, admittedly, there were complicating factors here because you've got somebody who essentially is addicted to drugs, who's depressed, and who's not very interactive. But still, those in and of themselves, and you can say, well, she's got some medical issues. What are the medical issues?
Lowest disc down on her spine, deteriorated bone on bone, constant sciatic pain down both legs, lives in constant, a good day is 5'6" in pain.
And how old is she?
58.
Okay. See, I would argue, was she in pain when you met her?
No. The pain started a couple years, 2-3 years after we met.
Okay. Look, here's how I think she's thinking about this, to be quite honest, which I'm not sure is much of a comfort to you. But, she tuned out a long time ago, and I think you attributed the tuning out to the pain and to the morphine, but tuning out is tuning out, and the cause of it... I mean, sometimes it's easier to sort of view it as, well, it's the morphine rather than this woman is just uninvolved in life. Either she's depressed, which is certainly its own tune out. She's a drug addict, which is certainly its own tune out. Or she's just not interested in life. And it's very hard to be interested in another person if you're not very interested in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And well, I know that's, and I'm not trying to make you feel better or worse. I'm just trying to say, look, she's been tuned out. And my guess is that her thinking at this moment was, the most efficient man to be with is the guy who's got the insurance benefits. You know, it wouldn't surprise me if she was suicidal. It wouldn't surprise me, especially as her morphine dosage goes up, that she's not putting herself at risk consciously or unconsciously for an overdose. But at this moment, I mean, to say I'm not sure I would take it personally is both the good news and the bad news. I think this woman has been tuned out for a long time, and so who she's with is nearly irrelevant.
Okay.
And the fact that she had, I mean, it's a, if I had to guess, I'd guess you didn't talk very much. your lives were fairly separate, that you did a lot of taking care of her and she did a lot of not being there, that you probably didn't have much of a sex life, that if you look at what you really what the relationship really was, it wasn't much. And it that doesn't mean you're a bad guy. It means you weren't paying much attention, and you probably weren't getting very much out of this.
Well, and apparently, because she hasn't been working, and I work all day, and my benefits aren't bad, she never would take mine. Oh, no, his are better, but mine aren't that far from his.
Well, but Tony,
with her health issues, she was meeting him like every month to get money back from the
Tony, you don't know, my darling, you don't know what they were doing, where they were meeting.
No.
I mean,
okay,
look, the very fact that lots of people have people with benefits. We now have Obamacare. You were perfectly willing to put her on your insurance. Honey, and I'm not trying to say that you were duped, but because you were a willing partner in this. But what does it mean to have a 58-year-old woman who says, I'm not going to get divorced? It means that she can badmouth her ex, who's not her ex at all. That's her husband. She can have a relationship with you. She can't marry you because she's married to somebody else. This, and I don't know whether she's a psychopath or a sociopath or not. I just don't have enough information. But she's been tuned out. What were you getting out of this relationship? On February 8th, what was so special about this relationship?
I don't know.
Well, that's what you need to do. When you ask me the question, how do I deal with this? It's go back, and you don't have to make anybody the bad guy here. But go back and look at what was really going on, not what you've gotten used to, not what made you feel like a knight in shining armor and saving her, not her kabuki dance about her ex, but what was really going on in that relationship. And don't look at the first year, because, I mean, it was new, it was sexual, it was exciting, it was fun, everybody. I mean, if it's not, nobody participates, right? So that's not unusual. But what was going on February 8th or January 8th or December 25th. And her saying, well, I have to meet with him every month for to get my benefit check is nonsense. And first of all, there's mail. Second of all, I'm not sure anybody, her insurance company responding that quickly would make them unique. Let me put you on hold for just a second. I'll come right back. John, then we'll have some time for you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we were talking with Tony, who got his heart kind of bashed around a little bit. He'd been with a woman for 4 years who has some major health problems, and she was, as a result of chronic intractable pain, was on a lot of morphine and was depressed. And didn't have a job, and was not divorced from her ex, whom she described as abusive. And on February 9th, without any prior warning, she just left him a note saying, "I'm toast, I'm going back to the ex," who's not her ex, it's still her husband. And I said, well, and Tony's question is, all right, what do I do now? And I think the first is, to go back and look at what was really going on, as opposed to what you wanted to have happen, and it's not just you, Tony. All of us sort of live in a certain bubble about how we think the relationship is. Whether, and for some people, it's, well, this person takes advantage of me, and And for some, it's this person is my great love. Or for some, it's, well, I promised to love, honor, and obey, and I'm not going anyplace. So, I mean, all of us have a certain kind of legend that we employ in a relationship. But at some point, and hopefully relatively frequently and relatively realistically, we look at what's true, what's going on. And my guess is if you look carefully at what was going on a couple of days or a month or even probably even a year ago, that you were indulging in the glasses, the rose-colored glasses that were part of the early days of the relationship as opposed to what the relationship had become. And I think that's, in terms of the question of, well, you know, what do I do now? That's the place to start. And it's not to vilify anybody, to say, boy, I was an idiot, or to say, boy, she's a sociopath, but to just look realistically at what happened. Because my guess is that whether she comes back or not, you're very likely going to look for another relationship, hopefully not anytime soon, because you're still obviously involved and enmeshed in this one. But to understand, is there a better way to evaluate what's going on? Is there a better way to behave? Is there a better way to be aware earlier when somebody is checked out, regardless of the reason?
She did tell me that she made up her mind in November she was leaving. But she did tell me that, you know, I realized I still had feelings for him. It just happened over time. I realized it and that. So, you know.
When did she tell you all that?
She told me that after she left in an email.
Well, but Tony, my darling, that's kind of what I was saying to you before you gave me that information, is people, it's on a switch. People don't sort of wake up one morning and say,
right,
I'm out of here. They leave that day. But people have the idea well beforehand, and if you're not tuned into that person, you're going to say, well, it happened out of the blue. And what you're now telling me, it didn't happen out of the blue at all.
No,
it's
it
either,
didn't.
Well, but either she's a great actress and or a sociopath, which turned out to be not the same job description.
It could be a little of both, but I also attune the tuning out, as you put it, to the depression, the low self-esteem, the low self-worth, and all that other stuff.
Well, and you deciding that... Well, but Tony, then part of what you also did was you weren't paying much attention either to how she was behaving or what you wanted and needed. The question is, what were you getting out of the relationship on February 5th?
Right.
And that's and be careful about the martyr or the savior or some kind of unpleasant combination. It's great on vellum. It will not work as a lifestyle. And not only does it not work, but it makes the other person resentful as the very dickens. Nobody wants to feel that they're somebody's charity case. So, in answer to your question, you got some homework to do.
Yep.
And be careful of your friends, because they're all going to say, Tony, you're such a great guy. I can't believe she took advantage of you like that. Who cares? I mean, first of all, they weren't there. They don't know. We don't care what your friends think. Your friend's job description is to make you feel better. And first of all, it won't make you feel better. But second of all, what you need to take away from this, Tony, is what can I do differently? What warning signs did I ignore?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of relationship do I look for? Because the role of savior is an enormously powerful one. It's just in the long run, it won't work for the other person because they'll feel beholden. And it really doesn't work for you. The relationships should be give and take. And if all she's doing is taking and all you're doing is giving, it's not going to hold up.
Okay.
All right, so go back, and a therapist may or may not be a reasonable investment for you, depending on a whole bunch of stuff. But you can start doing some of this work all by yourself with a paper and pencil.
Okay.
Ask yourself the same questions I'm asking you is, what was I getting out of this? Because there was some what I call subtext woo-woo, saying here's a woman who's drug addicted, depressed, there's no sex, she doesn't work, she whines all the time. You could say, well, why would I stay? And the obvious answer your friends are offering is, well, because you're a good guy. Don't buy into that. You were part of the buy-in is, well, I'm a superior person. That means that I can basically do anything I want because I control the money. I can go home when I want. I can think of myself as a good guy, that maybe I was not a very giving husband before, and now this is my karmic payback. I mean, there's always subtext. People do things for reasons. It's just we don't always admit what the reasons are. Learning getting beyond, not healing, being a whole person means being honest with ourselves about who we are. So we know what to change and what to hang on to.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. 855-99-37569. John, you are on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Thanks for being patient with me. You and Tony called 1 second apart from each other. So he got to go first because of that 1 second. But you get as much time as you need, I promise.
Thank you. It was a good warm-up. You said a lot that I think pertains to my
answer
today. Yeah. I'm nervous at the distance, but I've listened to you since 91. And you're one of my all-time heroes. Yeah, you're an amazing person.
Well, thank you.
thank you for being
I'm soon going to be on the $20 bill. No, I'm not.
I would. Yeah, I would recommend it.
What are we going to do, put stupid and cheerful as the motto? I don't think so.
It would go a long way politically in our culture, yeah. So my partner, my partner and I have a 13-month-old boy who's strapped to me at the moment. So if you hear some noise, that's why. She wants to take him to her parents' house without me being there. I know that doesn't sound like a big issue right up front, but they smoke a lot of pot. Their whole family seems to smoke a lot of pot. And I've done everything I can to confront that, to be playful with it, to kind of just directly say, hey, I don't like that. And, like, you know, my son can't grow up around it. And they've done everything they can to literally blow it in my face, to threaten to give it to my child. Like, they're just issues,
right.
But
all right,
I don't think she's going to stand up to. She directly told me she won't stand up to.
Hi,
that.
Baby.
I think it's not.
All right.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
When does she want to go and for how long?
Okay, so I just took a job. I do media production, and I'm busy, you know, like 12-hour days, Monday through Friday. And so she wants to go in the middle of the week to break up her week and get some help, some support.
So this is on an ongoing basis or one time?
That's right. She wants to go for overnights, which would not only expose him to things that I'm not comfortable with, but also it would take him out of my life. You know, I only see him in the morning and at night at this point.
Well, how often does she want to do this? Once a week? Go over there and spend the night? Folks live close? So she wants to start going on a regular, on a routine basis, one night a week to her parents.
Right. And I offered to spend my weekends there just to accommodate that, but she says no, she needs it to be without me.
What if she went to visit her parents without the 13-month-old? Is he being breastfed?
Okay, so that's exactly what I said. He is being breastfed. And I said, you can go there anytime you want. And she said, she can place the dude. No, she can't go there without him. It's not possible.
What if her parents came, or her mom or dad came to visit your house?
They do that. And I said, that's okay as well, because so far I haven't experienced them bringing drugs in my house.
When you bring up the issue of pot, what does she say?
She says alternate things that are contradictory over the last couple of years. She says,
well, I'm not talking about in general. I'm just talking about the idea of smoking pot around the 13-month-old.
She says it's a good thing to do. She has literally made that argument. She says it's better for him to grow up around drugs so he knows what they are. And I said, you know, people who grow up around drugs often...
No. We're not talking about... I mean, first of all, a 13-month-old is not going to absorb... it's like saying that a 13-month-old at the table when everybody's drinking wine will understand about wine as opposed to smoking a toxic substance around a 13-month-old. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferrule rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm here to do exactly that. We're talking with John. John, how old are you?
I'm 44.
And how old's your partner?
38.
Why are the two of you not married?
Well, that's a great question. I insisted that we were married before we had a baby. She said, of course, that's what I want to do. And then 5 months into pregnancy, I proposed formally because it didn't seem to be going anywhere. And she said, that's a really nice idea, and turned around and walked away. it's a topic that I revisited with some anger, and she has not come around to.
Do you feel like she's committed to you?
No. No, I definitely don't.
Look, there are two ways of looking at this, John. One is that the real issue is her pot-smoking parents, which certainly, I mean, again, I think it's different that it's one thing to have a 13-year-old, as I said, or a 13-month-old at the table where other people are drinking beer wine, but that doesn't mean you give beer wine to the 13-month-old. And the problem about smoking pot is that it's secondhand smoke. So, and no one has ever said it's good for anybody's lungs, and certainly not good for a 13-month-old lungs. And I would presume that as the mom, and even as the grandparent, you'd say, look, it's one thing for us to smoke pot in our home, but not around the child. And it's not because we're exposing him to a drug culture. It's because we're exposing him to secondhand smoke.
And that's an assumption that I made as well, and it just does not carry in this culture. They have a very different culture from one I've ever experienced. And it's there are a lot of other hospital problems.
Well, that's what I was saying. So the one possibility is looking at and to negotiate of saying, okay, you can go to your folks one night a week, and one night a week you can go, or you could go to your folks two nights a month with the baby, and two nights you go without the baby, and I take the baby to my folks. And whether that means you get a babysitter or whatever. And that's a hard argument to dispel, because first of all, it's fair. Second of all, it may mean that you know, two nights a month you come home early and you work on weekends. And are your parents alive?
They're my mother's alive. She's far away though. She doesn't live in the state. I don't have
family
in the state.
Then I go and visit my best friend or whatever. You see the parity. Two nights a month you take the baby and go wherever you want. Two nights a month I take the baby and go wherever I want. On the nights where I have the baby, you're perfectly willing to go to your folks if you like, and you get the night off, whatever you want to do. And that's certainly one possibility. The second is this.
Okay, go ahead.
The second is just do the internet search that says secondhand smoke, marijuana smoke, is just as dangerous to a baby's lungs as it is to an adult's lungs and as tobacco is.
Okay.
The third is really to look at the larger issue here, which is you've got a major marital problem here.
Yes, that's true.
And it's almost like she's using this as a you can't tell me what to do with my parents kind of thing. And I don't think that's the issue. That the two of you, and presumably no responsible parent is saying, well, gee, it's great for my kid to have secondhand smoke of any kind, whether we're talking tobacco or marijuana or heroin or cocaine or opium, that secondhand smoke is not good for lungs. And the more vulnerable the lung, the younger the child. So I don't know. I mean, she can't possibly say, well, it's okay for him to be around cigarette smokers or any other kind of smoke because it's healthy. It's not. Pardon?
I agree completely, but she does say that. She makes that argument. And I've sent her the, very respectable Google Doc arguments online that say, hey, it's not okay.
I think this is her sort of, if I had to guess, I would guess that when she goes there, that isn't what happens. That she's drawing her line in the sand. This is not a happy camper in this. How long have you guys been together?
Only 2.5 years.
And she was pregnant. You've got a 13-month-old, so 2.5 years.
Right.
So was she pregnant when obviously she wasn't pregnant as soon as you got together. But how far into the relationship did she get pregnant?
We were together a year, and we started saying pregnancy and marriage were a good thing, that we were moving forward.
But we didn't care about the order. You know what?
I did a lot, but she was very hesitant, and I was foolish enough to be carefree and bad. Yeah.
John, you know what I would do at this moment? I mean, I think it's very easy to get distracted about the issue of pot, which I agree with you is not irrelevant at all. But you've got a much larger problem here, is that she's not committed to you. She's not committed to the marriage. That as I said, if I would guess, I would guess that she's hopefully a lot less irresponsible than it sounds like she is. She's ringing your chimes. She's asking you to draw a line in the sand so she doesn't have to. I don't think she's committed to this marriage at all. And
she says that So then since we disagree about this, we should probably just split up. And since we're going to split up, she's obviously going to bring him to her parents without me anyway. So what's
see, I think that's where she's. I think that's where she, that has always been the agenda.
That's fine. I totally get that.
But well, I think it's not fine. But I think rather than just going along with it, I would say, right. tell me what you want. I mean, because I have the feeling that this is the straw dog, that if I go along with this, I'm being irresponsible. If I oppose you, then you're saying to hell with you. Let's right. talk about the marriage. Let's talk about us. Let's talk about why you don't want to get married, why my wishes don't make any difference. And part of it, maybe, John, you mentioned that you're working 12-hour days.
That's an anomaly. I generally home all the time, literally all the time. Like, we split child care half the day and half the day.
All right, but you hear, I think, don't lose the forest for the trees here. You've got a marriage problem, and it's large, and it only secondarily has to do with her folks. That this woman is not committed to you, and she's looking for any excuse she can to walk out the door, it seems. And if that's the case, then the two of you need to negotiate whatever is going to work best for the baby, as opposed to... And it may be that she's just trying to get your I don't know what her agenda is, but I think she's using the pot as a fulcrum. I mean, what married woman, it's one thing to say I need a night off, or I'd like to spend an occasional night with my parents, but I don't know a whole lot of married couples where a grown woman says I need to spend a night a week with my parents.
Right.
And so I think the two of you need to get a babysitter for Mr. Charlie there, who's a little noisy but very cute,
right.
And say, let's be honest with each other. I mean, we're not each other's enemies. At one point, we were crazy about each other. We both love Charlie. But what's up with this marriage? Is this something that you want? Is this something that you're having second thoughts about? Let's talk about this, because we're reasonable people. We're adults. And we need to figure this out better than we have, as opposed to just reacting to any particular crisis. And then I think that the pot issue becomes very, very secondary to what are we doing here. All right, I'll tell you what. If you need to hang on, because we have another hour to go. If we're okay, we're okay. But either way, it's fine with me. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidemed.com. That's brightsidemed.com. Order today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.